Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Centre in Dola in Zambia. Today our theme is about assumptions. Assumptions that we have, we assume things. And this was the fault with the Jews when the Messiah, whom we know as Jesus, came. They had assumed that it would be a different thing altogether, so they just couldn't imagine how a man born like any other human being could be the Messiah. Much was expected of the Jews, but they had closed their hearts to God when he came among them as Emmanuel. Yet there is hope for them, because many early Christians were converted from Judaism. And even their obstinacy was given a place for Gentiles to enter. Because like the Canaanite woman today in today's Gospel, who had found a way through her childlike trust in the Lord, they too accepted readily the Gospel of liberation. What stopped the Jews from accepting the Messiah, namely Jesus, was their frame of reference, in other words, their assumptions. They had all the answers and were caught up in their own self-belief and self-importance that they were the chosen ones, that they actually missed the occasion when at last he came. The presumption that said that Jesus came from a place which could never give us the Saviour or the Messiah, namely Nazareth. What good can come from Nazareth? John chapter 1 verse 46. After all, he was just a man. How could he be God? What does this dying on a cross mean anyway? How can we eat his flesh and drink his blood? These were the many obstacles, and the Jews had fixed their minds on this frame of reference and nothing could change it. Even we find it hard to believe that God came to us as he did in the person of Jesus Christ. How can we change our frame of reference? We start with the all-powerfulness of God, and God can do anything. So when we hear that God became man, was born like us in every way, lived a human life, and all the time never lost his divinity, all this information defies logic and our reasoning. But if we believe the all-powerfulness of God, then we are immediately inspired to say, why not? God can do this. God can become man like us. Why can't God be present among us in the Eucharist? Why can't we believe his own words when he said, this is my body and this is my blood, do this in memory of me? Hence the Mass that is said so regularly. Why not a virgin birth? Why do we limit God to our standards and our expectations? Yet he is not a God of magic tricks, but he is a God of abundance, full of compassion and mercy. He is a God who basically chose to limit himself for our sakes and took on our human nature and gave of himself totally, even to the point of death. Truth is not only arrived by the senses, it is also found beyond the senses and beyond the intelligence. It is exactly in the Canaanite woman who had reached the place of belief in another way, and the best way is the rhetorical question that I just put, why not? She just saw Jesus and believed him to be God. or at least with divine powers. I am sure she couldn't explain her belief, but that didn't matter. Why has God to be subject to our rules and suppositions and logic and reasoning? It is all much more than that. In fact, we make God very small in this way because he has to fit into our frame of reference, our assumptions. We look at the Gospel today from Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28, and it's about the Canaanite woman. The woman was a Greek. She was quick to see. She had all of Greeks ready with. "True," she said, "but even the dogs get their share of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And Jesus' eyes lit up with joy at such an indomitable faith, and he granted her the blessing and the healing which she so much desired. There was no insult in what Jesus said when he mentioned dogs. He was not calling her a dog, which would be a very big insult. He was using language that allowed him to say so without causing insult. And we all do that from time to time. A thing which seems hard can be said with a disarming smile. We can call a friend an old villain or a rascal with a smile and a tone which takes the sting out of it. And the insult is no more, and in there instead there is affection. We can be quite sure that the smile on Jesus' face and the compassion in his eyes robbed the words of all insult and bitterness. The woman, who was like most of us in that she was not of the Jewish tradition, but yet she had all the qualities of what is required for to be a Christian. And just look at them for a moment. She was persistent. She was cheerful. She had faith. She ended upon her knees. She respected Jesus and his majesty. She made the misery of her own child her own. Heathen she might be, but in her heart there was that love for her child, which always is a reflection of God's love for his children. Her actions exemplify the true character that a Christian ought to have. To sum up the lessons today, we may learn and become aware of our assumptions, which leads us to being closed to the abundance of God, his kindness, his love. We may assume he can't help or forgive us or make us into saints and angels. This is limiting God by our frame of references. We never doubt that God is at work trying to bring back the hardened criminal and sinners alike. Have a lovely Sunday and a peace-filled week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola, signing off now and wishing you all a beautiful day and a beautiful week ahead.